get a charger in the truck? I can grab it.
It's got 100%. We should, you know, we're not going to. Quick.
Time's up. John's not here.
But I will take. I'll take notes.
You need one of those chest timers.
Yeah.
Ching.
All right. Approve the agenda. You have an agenda. It's I sent it around. Any modifications? Any additions to the agenda? Have a motion to accept the agenda.
Motion to accept the agenda.
Okay, Pisky, who seconds?
Second.
Dan seconds. Any discussion about the agenda? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, passes 4-0. We do have a quorum. There's four of us, Dan, Terry, Steve, and I, Bill, are here. Russ is gone. John Onesian's gone, and Rudy Erdman are not here. Public comments. Anybody have anything to say to the board before we start? Since there's two of you there.
Yes, I do. Okay. Sorry, I was. You know, I've been thinking about that July Sunday Saturday incident with the check that was supposedly given to a WCA member. And Bill, I think you know about the woman who was there, who was curious if her brother had already donated a check to the WFPA. And I think one of the firefighters who were there, we had three firefighters in uniform at that session. I believe they directed her to you, and that's been cleared up. The WCA members who were serving during the two-hour event were all in aprons that said WCAA. If anybody was around looking to give a check to the WFPA, any one of us, A, would have taken it and put it in the slot or directed her to who she should see. And whoever she spoke to, all I can assume then, weren't for Walker, they weren't from Walker, and they didn't know where to direct her. We would have put her in the right direction. And, you know, one thing that we have noticed, Rudy is the only board member who comes to the Sunday Saturdays. If a board member would have been there, she probably would have found you. The Sunday Saturdays benefit the Chippin Hall function, which is for this community, and they're always the first Saturday of July, August, and September, so you can plan on it for next year, and maybe you'll come down to one of them. That's it.
Okay, Victoria, thanks. President's report, we just have this notice about the bridge. That there'll be Monday and Tuesday, they expect 45-minute delays. We've sent the announcement around. I don't know who all. You say, Roger, that you got this announcement from the county in some sort of a communication in a water bill or something?
No. Marcy Slay from Emergency Management. Sent out a notification.
Okay. And we
Chris
sent
then sent out to
sent
the
email. Okay.
Those are also in the mailboxes, like the parcel mailboxes.
Okay, so they're telling everybody as best they can. Okay. Secretary's report. Russ had sent his minutes along. Do you have any additions, comments about the minutes, or we have a motion to dispense with the reading of the minutes?
I'll make a motion to dispense
with
the reading.
I'll second it.
That's Steve makes the motion. Terry Pisky seconds. All in favor of dispensing with the reading of the minutes?
Aye.
Okay. Now I have a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
I'll make that motion.
Terry Pisky. And a second?
Second.
Any discussion about that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Treasurer's report. Don't gloat.
Treasurer's report. Once again, the balance sheet looks very, very nice through August. The total assets, $304,000. Liabilities and equity, obviously, balance against that at $304,000. A very healthy balance sheet. On the income statement side, had a very, very good month. in terms of the income. Bingo, merchandise sales, pancake and breakfast income, all tremendous. I think that Bill had reported on that by way of email earlier, but very nice performance. Also had a couple of donations, the restricted donations towards the water tender. Our total income for the month was $6,500. On the expense side, there was nothing significant. There was one expenditure, which was budgeted, for vehicle maintenance and repair for $3,300. That was the only major item on the expense side. The income and the expenses balanced out. The net income was $149 after taking that into account. So overall, a very, very good. No real surprises. Year to date, we're doing fine. So we're off to a good 2015.
Okay, this $3,000 expense, is that a combination of more than one truck, or is that a particular truck with a issue that they had to fix?
There were multiple trucks that went in.
Okay. Do you have a motion to accept the treasurer's report?
I'll make a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
Aye.
Dan seconds. Okay. Any discussion about the treasurer's report? Any questions for the treasurer? Hearing none, all in favor accepting
Aye.
The treasurer's
Aye.
Report? Aye. Okay. Fire chief report.
So there were 5 calls, 1 wildfire, 2 smoke investigations, and 2 medical calls. Training, we had 1 on fire extinguisher use and another on structured fire tactics. Personnel, we're putting on a presentation for the WCAA related to EMS on September 12th. It's being spearheaded by Assistant Chief Keegan.
Attention all personnel, stand by for current fire danger.
We can wait.
Okay.
She'll come on.
We have several EMTs that are likely to be certified. I will offer the department cover the cost, which is about $200 per class.
Pass
perhaps
it.
More for a textbook.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll keep going until she's
sure. Fire danger. I will put an index to 46 for a level 2 response. End of fire danger,
925. Burn index of 46 is high. It's before, and sometimes it'll be burning index low at 70. So they're kind of all over the place with that. Communications, PRCC may be able to take in Mayor Fire as soon as October 1st, but in the meantime, Central Yavapai has been helping them with a makeshift dispatch process. We have implemented the Active 911 app. It's free for the first 4 months, and then there will be an annual $12 cost per firefighter enrolled. Basically, this sends, I think we talked about it last month, this sends notification through an app to a smart device. It will send a text to a not smart phone. You know, we had several calls, obviously, after we implemented it, and, you know, great notification. We still need to, you know, fine-tune how we use it a little bit, but in terms of, you know, creating awareness, the big thing is, the reason we have it is for folks in Phoenix when there's a fire during fire season. That's really the primary application for it. Fleet. Patrol 85 is in for annual maintenance. We've done most of the fleet now. There's just once that comes back, we just have a couple of the small brush trucks to do. So we're mostly done with that. However, the water tenders each need multiple tires. They need to be replaced because of age, not because of wear. Dominic from Central Yavapai knows a guy. I don't know how else to say it. He knows a guy that will probably be cheaper than what we've been doing through, I think it's called Advanced, down in Prescott Valley. It either will or won't be cheaper, but through where we've been going, it's been about $500 for a tender tire. So if it's cheaper, that's great. Not all of them need to be replaced, to be clear, but, you know, and so I guess one thing to ask is, do you want me to do that as needed? Do you want me, given if it's, let's say it's $400 a tire, and we need to replace, you know, six of them just to make up a number, and I don't know what needs to be done. Is that something you want me to work through you all on, or simply do, or do you want to vote on that now, whatever you think is best?
Why don't you finish your report, and then we'll go back through these different topics.
In the meantime, I'll take a look and see how our budget looks, but I don't think there's a problem.
No. I don't think there's a problem. It's just procedurally what's cleanest. Dominic indicated it would cost $100, and I think I sent this in an email, between $100 and $300 to inspect the water truck, if we ever get to that point. Western Yavapai Fire Chiefs Association, so I'm still the president of the group and will be until the end of the year. The election is in December. And we have our hands full trying to move forward on the SAFER grant that we were awarded. When I wrote this, and I left it in here on purpose, Mayor set an expectation of turning the grant down. So throughout the week, I was in the middle of an effort to mobilize departments participating in the grant, as well as County Board of Supervisors, other fire chiefs, also county emergency management personnel were also involved in trying to compel them to accept the grant. Their meeting is this coming Wednesday at 6 at the station on Highway 69. A lot of people going, a lot of chiefs, at least two county supervisors, I'll be there. And then as an update, we've had favorable progress on this. Feedback that it's probably now going to get passed. So that's that. Unless, you know, if you want any more color on that. Facilities for Dan, we kind of cleaned up and spruced up around the area. We needed a little bit. After our most recent training, kudos to Tim McFarland, who came down midweek with a bucket of methyl ethyl gonna kill you to spray on some weeds, and so hopefully, you know, that worked. I don't think it rained afterwards. We worried about it raining within 24 hours. I don't think that it did, but so hopefully that will help.
Yeah, I got to use that gas-powered. I'm just telling you guys, wear jeans with that thing. I was getting pegged left and right because I came down and knocked the big stuff down, but I'm thinking, you know what, I'm not a gardener and I'm not a landscaper. So I knocked the big stuff down and then said, okay, all right, yeah. That's like it. And I'm buying Band-Aids right now.
Okay.
One administrative thing that is not in the report, or again, I don't know, whatever. Next board meeting, I'll be at EMT Refresher. I'll write a report and submit it, of course, but...
Will you have a representative here?
I hadn't thought about that. I can, if you want.
Yeah, it might be nice if somebody... Okay. That, you know, if we have questions for you or you have questions for us.
You'd be your eyes and ears.
Yeah.
That's odd, but okay.
Well, you know.
No, that's fine. Sure. I can ask someone.
Because we miss you. Okay. I'll start at the top of my little stars here for notes. The EMTs in the class, we're expecting to cover that, right? Pay for that. There's not even a question. You're just letting us know that this is what's going to happen.
Right.
Right. Okay. And this 911 app is obviously working. Matt gets it, and he was very happy to know so it's working good.
Yeah.
Now, we as individuals, can we sign up for this and then pay for it ourselves, or is this only for firefighters?
I suppose there's no reason you can't. If you sign up through us, then the way the app is, anyone who's in the app can see everyone else in there, and it tracks you GPS-wise. So I'm not sure that you necessarily want that. I don't know that I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. No, I understand. No, I just sure didn't know. It, you know. Okay. So it's an in-house thing for firefighters.
Right.
You know. If they, okay. The water tenders and tires. I think there's no question. Once you have a maintenance guy tell you that your tires are expired or old, that you got to replace them. I don't think you do it piecemeal. If you have old tires, you know, you want to wait till they age out,
right.
by the date stamp on them, that's okay. But if they've aged out, you replace them as they need to be replaced. And I don't think there's any question that even if it takes us over the budget, that we have to do it.
Okay. In my past, could I interject?
Yeah, absolutely.
In my past experience with these things, you never replace just one tire on one of those, on a big unit like that. You replace all of them at the same time. So they're all the same age, and if you're in luck, they should all come from the same batch, lot and batch. That way, if there's ever a recall, they recall the entire lot and batch. But that way, you're good to go for forever.
Okay.
So you know, you're talking about $3,000 a truck, right?
Not all. I don't know. I mean, an interesting point, but not all of them. I mean, we just replaced one tire that was bald.
But the way we use our tires is different than what you have at commercial. These trucks.
Right, he's talking about weather checked tires, which is what they're just old. They're weather checked.
Well, they're not rotted. They're just old.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a problem. It's just they are, you know,
they've aged out.
Yeah.
And they're not bad tires. They probably would last another 10 years, but they just. Whoever it is that decides and makes these rules has said, but your point is that we should do it all at the same time?
Yeah, if you're going to replace them all at once on the big trucks, on the pickups, on the brush trucks, doesn't matter. Okay. But on the
$6,000 if they're $500 a tire.
Sounds high to me. Are these 1020s that are on the trucks?
That I don't know. Dominic says that, so the $500, Dominic said the guy he knows it'll be cheaper. And so I'll pursue that with Dominic.
Because if these are 1020s on the trucks, $500 a tire sounds very high.
Okay.
That's and I've been out of it for a while, but I'm still in touch with people, and that's about what they're paying for Michelin.
Okay.
And I'm not sure that we are buying Michelin or need to buy Michelin, but and I may be wrong. I don't know. Follow Dominic's lead on it.
There you are.
We'll just go from there.
Okay.
Whatever the recommendation is. And I don't think we need, you don't worry about the budget because I think the money's in the budget.
We have money in the budget.
Yeah.
Okay.
So do what you got to do to even though it's not necessary that the thing's going to blow out tomorrow, but you don't want to have an issue after you've been told that they're expired.
Right.
Okay. The firefighters and sprucing up. You're talking about over here behind the garbage bins too as well? Did you get those weeds?
I don't think we got that far. We did the front of the station out here, we did the back, and we did the very back of the station.
Okay.
I don't think we made it as far as the dumpsters.
Okay. And the dumpsters, as a side, we've had some issues with them picking up the dumpsters on time. They have missed several Saturdays. When they do that, the dumpsters get full. And we had an issue again. Over the Labor Day weekend, I called the owner. I got through to him on the weekend, and he came on Sunday. They came on Sunday and picked it up. But that kind of, you guys had stuff that you wanted to throw in there, and the dumpsters were pretty full.
Right.
So, okay. Anything else? Anybody else have any questions for Roger? Okay. Have a motion to accept the fire chief's report?
I'll make the motion to accept the fire chief's report.
Let me get my notes here. Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any committees to report? I think maybe the firefighter appreciation thing. Since John isn't here, it's just a matter of logistically ordering the meat. Carl Zimmerman has offered to help with that again, and I will. I haven't been able to get in touch with him. He was going to be at the pancake breakfast. He was here in the community, but he wasn't. He didn't show up at pancake breakfast. So I didn't have a chance to talk to him. But I don't know what he intends. I don't think he can provide a full pig. I have to get that from the butcher down in Aguila. So I'll talk to him and see what it is he has in mind for that. We'll do the same thing as we've done before. Roast the pig, have some pork, cooked in a roaster for extra because a 90-pound pig doesn't feed very many people. And then I'll cook some beans and stuff, and then it's just a potluck. John laid out the potluck pretty well. We had the email. We're going to make sure that we make some announcement about former firefighters, too, and that'll be at the last Saturday in September. Should be fun,
Do you know what time you're going to need trucks moved out, do you want that first thing in the morning? Or
no.
We've done that before, but I, you
it's
know.
Not necessary. I think that you, we're going to be here 5, 6 o'clock. I don't know, because we want to get that stupid pig on as early as we can. And then, you know, Matt will be here anyway.
Okay.
So if we need a truck moved out, we'll move it out.
Okay.
And I'm assuming Matt's going to be here, because he's the guy that's got the rhythm of that roaster down. That took us 3 years to figure it out, but it's, you know, it's just a big iron box, and so we'll have plenty of help here that morning, I think, to move the trucks out. And there's no reason to move them out, because we have all day to set the tables up and stuff.
Okay.
Okay, old business. We talked about the fall newsletter. Steve, you had sent your
rough draft
in. Yeah. I think it was, you know, looked good to me. And it's certainly short.
Mm-hmm.
And
so things go well.
What else do we need in there? You see, the treasurers, I'm going to have one. And I've been doing this on a monthly basis, so I'll kind of incorporate some of that, but I won't necessarily repeat everything that I've done. And then we'll, you know, make the plea for the money. And Roger, how about you? Are you prepared for?
I've not written my letter yet. I think the last time we talked about, you know, saying, okay, we're going to have a deadline after this board meeting so I can do it, you know, pretty quick. I don't remember what this is. Is this recapping the year or something a little more narrowly?
Well, the last newsletter was just before the annual meeting at the end of the fiscal year. And now this is mid-year, and it's more of a fundraising thing. You know, we need to remind people that, you know, and the... It's always an issue to get people to donate, and you're the, you know, the picture. You're the, you know, the people see you as the fire department, and so what you're doing, how's it going, what's happening with you, is what people want to hear about. They don't necessarily want to hear from me. They might want to hear from Steve, but I'm going to write anyway. So, whatever you can do, maybe by October 31st, by Halloween, and then we'll get it to Greg. He can get it out by October. Get it by the end of September.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get it by the end of September, so we can have this out by the end of October.
Yeah.
And
this is going to take me an hour to do.
Right.
Kind of, yeah. I'll
right.
Get it done this week.
Yeah. And then we'll talk to Greg. And if we keep this short enough, so we don't have a 16-page document anymore, we can maybe add some pictures and things in there, and that he can. Put out and just kind of get a feel for, you know, how, you know, announcements, you know, remind people about the Yavapai County, you know, the, you know, you can get notified when there's emergencies, you know, that kind of thing. And Greg always has good ideas about, you know, what we need to add and can add. And once they know what the size of it is, the thing has a, you know, it has to be run in multiples of 4, 4, 8, 12, 16 because of the pages. They are, you know, double-sided pages that they fold. So if we can keep it down, it cuts maybe the cost of the mailing a little bit. I don't know if much, but a little bit. But it always generates more revenue. And it's interesting to hear what, you know, this income from the Treasury report is, that you had, what, $6,000? That means that you have continuing donations.
Yes.
That are coming outside the input from these newsletters,
mm-hmm.
which kind of helps us get a flow through,
right.
through the year.
Right.
Okay, so we'll try to do that by the end of September.
And just for awareness sake, the water tender is a big part of
right.
where we are right now,
yeah.
both on the balance sheet and income.
Okay.
We're
so you're about $21,000?
A little over $21,000.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of it, obviously, thanks to Mark.
Awesome.
Okay. Anything else for old business that we need to talk about? Potato patch. Okay. Before I get to the potato patch, new business. We were notified during the month that the potato patch has been sued. The Potato Patch Association has been sued by their 6 members of their association. It's filed a lawsuit to the people that we have seen create some of the issues. The underlying problem is the fact that we want to put a fire truck up there. and that there are people up there that want to build a building for us that we can put the fire truck in like we did on the Big Bug. Now it's in litigation. We're not named, although we are one of the counts that they talk about, the WFPA. There's some accusations in there about remuneration to the Potato Patch board. The only thing we can think of is maybe because Jody Stark is a firefighter and has received payment as a severity patrol firefighter in the past. I don't think she has recently. So those members that have been sued, the association and the board members, are all members of the WFPA, and they support us, and they have provided money for them, and they have asked for a donor list. So I started a process to get them a donor list. You saw the email. And we will scrub the list in terms of the amounts that were provided. If they give us a spreadsheet that talks about who their members are, Joyce can mine out the mm-hmm. Potato Patch members. Mm-hmm. They've asked if we can do that. Mm-hmm. And then we are also, if they give us the, we'll give them the entire list, but we'll also give them a list of Potato Patch donors, which there are some. And the history from the Potato Patch has been, we've had presidents of this association that have lived in the Potato Patch in the past. And the association has donated money for a long time over the years. So those are the things that they've asked us for, and that we will provide. I think that as members, they have a right to ask for it. If they ask for much more detail, like Jody Stark's employment records and things, they'll have to subpoena them. So it's a long process. You know, it's 2 years before this is all resolved. Any questions about that? Okay, community announcements, WCAA, Firewise isn't here. Any events that are coming up, want to make an announcement about, Victoria?
Roger alluded to the fact that we'll have Mark Keegan and Eric White, at least, at our meeting today to talk about emergencies in Walker. And we're working on the second Saturday in October Fall Chili Fest. And once that gets ironed out, that'll be a community announcement on that.
Okay. What's the date of that? The second
Saturday. I think it's October 10th, but don't hold me to it. I don't have a calendar in front of me.
Okay. Yeah, the same day we have our board meeting.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a public forum, 2 minutes. You have announcements? Anybody want to say anything? Public forum? Victoria?
No.
Mark?
No.
Okay. All right. Let me address what you said at the beginning, Victoria. The event about the check is a non-starter as far as this board is concerned, as far as I know. We have not had any discussion about that in terms of any negative impact on the board or anything. This is the second or third time that somebody has come in this forum, in this public forum, to defend the WCAA. We are not asking that. We have no complaints about the WCAA in that respect, or any respect, and I don't believe it's necessary that you have to come and defend that anymore. You can if you want to. I mean, it's fine, but it's not something that we sit around and talk about. Also at the pancake breakfast, a man that I do not know, he's part of the WCAA, he came to me with the same comment that you had, that board members from the WFPA are not attending the Sunday Saturdays. I know, and my answer to him was that I have other things to do. I'm here 3 weeks a month anyway because of the WFPA. The WCAA is its own entity. I'm not in the business of, just going because it's the form that I have to go to your Saturday Sundays. I've been to two of them, one at the Bikerks and one up here. It just has worked out that I haven't been available to go. I explained to this gentleman that I don't even get all my board members to the events that I'm running, pancake breakfast, bingo, and they come intermittently and sporadically. So I don't know that you can read anything into that. I don't believe that it's our responsibility to
to show up to events just because we're members of the board. We don't go to the church necessarily. I don't think I've been to the church several times. They're also an association that's a private nonprofit here in the community. We're just not in the schedule, and I don't know what else to say about that in terms of your observation that we don't show up. So, if having anybody else have any reaction to that input? Okay. Do we have a motion for adjournment?
I make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
Second?
Second. I want to share it well.
Any discussion about adjournment?
All in favor?
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, you're all right. Yeah.